Also, every month, we like to team up with the Worldwide Prayer Network for Pope Francis and an opportunity for us to hear directly from Holy Father Pope Francis and his prayer intentions. And here in the United States, it's the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. Jesuit priest Father Bill Blazek joins us once again to help us reflect on this January's prayer. Good morning, Father Blazek.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's great to be with you and with your listeners.
Well, it's wonderful to begin a new calendar year. We started the liturgical year in Advent, but this is a new time for us as January hits, the Feast of Mary, Mother of God, and an opportunity for us to join Pope Francis in prayer. You know, as we begin to reflect with this prayer intention, Father, as you've come into this ministry with the Pope's Prayer Network, I know this is a time where we reflect on the blessings of last year. We move into hopes and prayers for the new year. For you and the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, what are your hopes and prayers for 2018?
Well, we're grateful and blessed. You know, we have great friends across the United States and across Canada that have been participating in the Pope's Prayer Network and supporting us, of course, both with prayer, but financially or with in-kind support or with expertise. And we have so much to be grateful for in that regard. This ministry is so widespread with social media, Facebook, Twitter, our website, and then, of course, the print media. You know, we still do a lot through the Postal Service. And then this radio ministry. So we have radio stations like yourself and listeners like yourself across really the continent that share in our ministry, so we're very grateful for that. Our hopes are, of course, to continue to grow. I mean, we have so many followers, but we, of course, would love to get that message out to everyone who could participate in the prayer of the Holy Father, evangelically, apostolically. And so we'd like to provide even richer services. And then I would say we're really hoping to bring this service to the disenfranchised, the marginalized. We reach out to a lot of people who have access through the written word and through the internet, but also we're looking at, say, immigrants who might not speak English, might be Spanish-speaking, or to enhance our French-speaking ministry up in the French-speaking parts of Canada, or also among indigenous peoples, you know, both in the United States and in Canada, the First Peoples, the First Nations. So these are all exciting points for us to work on and that we would appreciate your prayers for and the support of your listeners.
Father Bill Blazek with us from the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. And for many of our listeners who participated in our fall share-a-thon, you have now the 2018 pamphlet, which has all of the prayer intentions for this year. And Father, why don't you help us open up with January's prayer intention? It might sound similar to one we did earlier in or later in 2017, but a little bit different focus. And I think we'll focus on a few angles of this prayer intention.
Absolutely. Well, in January, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has asked us to pray for religious minorities in Asia, and he prays that Christians and other religious minorities in Asian countries may be able to practice their faith in full freedom. Amen.
Mm. And that word freedom, I think as we enter January, the month of pro-life activities here in the United States, and I know in Canada as well, the March for Life's go on this month, that idea of freedom and religious minorities, there's a lot to discuss about that. What do we know about the people of Asia and some of those religious freedoms that they may have difficulty with?
Well, I think, you know, for our listeners here in North America, religious freedom, religious liberty, in so many ways might be taken for granted. Not always. We celebrate it, we defend it, and there's many people who are careful to keep an eye on places where it might be infringed. In the United States, the Bishops' Conference has the Fortnight of Freedom annually, and the founders of our nations, and particularly the United States, with the Declaration of Independence and with the Constitution, really protecting the right to the free practice of religion, freedom of religion. And I think it's funny because you hear people sometimes argue about whether there was an intention for freedom from religion or the prohibition of a state religion, but the documents point to freedom of religion, that we can practice it. And here, as I say, we have these marvelous freedoms, although sometimes we see them being curtailed or impinged upon. And then you look abroad and recognize, of course, particularly in Asia, which is a massive continent with numerous countries, numerous cultures, and numerous religions, that the tolerance and respect that we enjoy here and hope to enjoy is not always there. And that partly does relate to what we had talked about before the recording, which is immigration, flight from oppression, mm-hmm. and even, you know, sometimes injury and death on religious grounds for people. It's an important thing to pray for.
Mm. This prayer for us here in the United States and for our friends in Canada as well, and Pope Francis is asking us to pray that these people may be able to practice their faith in full freedom. And you mentioned gratitude. And I think, what can we do here in our own country to maintain that ability of freedom, but also to work on behalf of those who maybe don't have a voice about their religious freedom?
Absolutely. So we are a network of people who pray, and the Holy Father has characterized his intentions as challenges facing humanity. They're perennial challenges, and that's why you see them recurring, that religious freedom is a problem in 2017 and 18, and the Church faces challenges across the ages in various parts of the world. So we begin with prayer, of course, and our own internal stance and relationship with the Lord. And a way that people can be apostles is to enter into the Pope's prayer network. It's a missionary activity, an apostolic activity, particularly for those who can't travel or who can't go to the far corners of the world, but they can join through the Immaculate Heart of Mary in union with Jesus, his Sacred Heart in the Eucharist, in praying. Then on the more pragmatic sense, I think you can take it to each level. Am I personally tolerant of people practicing their religion? And that might even be our own religion. You know, we just mm-hmm. finished going through the holidays, and, you know, sometimes even our own families won't let us practice our own shared religion the way that we intend to. And that can be a personal challenge. And then we go up to the societal level, and there are, I think ways that one can vote and debate in the public square when messages regarding the suffering of Christians in the Holy Land or the suffering of Christians in various countries or of other religious minorities who are just as deserving of the freedom of religion as all mankind.
Father Blazek with us, the Pope's Prayer Network, popesprayerusa.net is the website. And typically you have in the monthly pamphlets or online a couple of saints that can be our companions for the month. Do you suggest one for January 2018?
Well, for 2018, we picked the saint par excellence, right? Mary, the Mother
yes.
of God, and the feast day, January 1st, a Happy New Year feast for us. And Mary is the Mother of God, is really an exemplar of the relationship with Jesus Christ we aspire to. She had a unique, special relationship with him as mother, but also as one who dwelt in his presence, heard his message personally, and then, of course, challenged the apostles and the disciples, I think, to continue living a holy life. So we have taken Mary, the Mother of God, as a saint to be singled out, and her motherhood's a deep mystery, right? The God-bearer, the one who had Jesus literally in her womb. I'm sure your listeners who are mothers know what a special relationship that is to have a child that they carried and then to raise them up. So, Mary.
Well, we're glad that you chose Mary. We're grateful here as our station is named after her, Mater Dei Radio, K Blessed Virgin Mary, and K Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, as we cover Oregon and Southwest Washington. Father, a final message as we begin a brand new year for us as listeners to continue to stay connected with you, whether it's on a mobile app or online with the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network.
Sure. Well, Click to Pray is the official platform of the Holy Father on your phone. And Click to Pray, you can find on our website. The Pope's Video, great little resource for those teaching or for those who are giving instruction in CCD or Sunday school, and you can Google the Pope video, and every month is a short little 90-second video. Those are great resources for your listeners.
Okay, and Father, would you help us close with a prayer, this month's prayer, and your blessing?
Well, we pray for religious minorities in Asia with the Holy Father, that Christians and other religious minorities in Asian countries may be able to practice their faith in full freedom. Amen. And we ask that Almighty God bless you, your ministry, and all your listeners and their families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
721 on Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life. What is Pope Francis's message and challenge for us in 2018? And did you see it? A special surprise in the night sky. Stay tuned and find out when it will reappear right here on Mater Dei Radio.